What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out, what do you got?
All right, guys, before I go into my What You Need to Know, I have a question for all of you guys here. Kaplan, I'll start with you. Are you a shower or bath person?
Shower.
Sedano?
Shower.
Lindsay?
Typically a shower person, but I'll take a good bath once in a while.
Okay. Kind of a shower person too, but according to UberFacts, I saw that taking a 1 hour long hot bath can burn up to 140 calories. I'm like, I will burn as many calories as I can taking a shower. I might start taking baths.
How about like a hot tub? How does that work? Does that, like, I would imagine that has a similar effect, no?
Yeah, probably, especially because, you know, is it like a jetted hot tub? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it probably has more.
Because the temperatures can get as high, if not higher.
I'm burning a lot
of calories.
And
more sustained,
then.
I would imagine. So,
yeah. Lindsay.
I'm in the hot tub, like, in my apartment, I'm at the hot tub all the time, like every night.
What's the temperature of the hot tub?
I don't know.
It's hot.
I never checked.
Well, it's an important point. Because,
I don't know,
you know,
maybe
listen,
like
I'll tell
102?
You right now. Okay, see now, like, 100 is nice. 101 is, like, at least in my opinion, ideal. 102, after a few minutes, I'm like, man, it's hot as hell in here.
Anything
over 102, man, I am like, I'm chunky soup. You see
what
I'm saying?
We're doing like 104 when I go.
I like it hotter.
I just realized something with this conversation right now. I need to make more money because I do not have no jetted hot tub in my house.
Listen, I'll tell you, Laura, it's funny you say that. I don't even have a bathtub. I think there's one bathtub. Well, I know. There's one bathtub in my house. And my one daughter, she likes to take baths, but I don't ever take a bath. And you say did you say 140 calories in an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude. I mean, could you imagine saying, hey, I'm going to go take a 1 hour bath because I'm burning 140 calories. I'd much rather be on my Peloton for an hour. I burn like 600 calories.
Yeah, but you could do both. You could do the Peloton, burn 600 calories, and then get your rest and relaxation in the hot tub burn another 140 calories.
Yeah, but
calories.
An hour bath, man, my hands are going to be like all like wrinkly old man hands.
I mean, aren't they like that anyways?
Oh, damn.
I'm kidding, Kev. Oh, don't be mad. I was joking. That didn't work out. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to sorry. But no, the thing is I'm looking at him right now, and I'm like, you know, she may be right. Maybe I do have my gold man hands. I'm like, gosh darn it. Why did she say that, and why is she right?
Yeah.
I got some wrinkly ass hands.
So me too, man. I lost a lot of weight. Really, really wrinkly.
These things are wrinkly, man. But I'm telling you, they'll only be worse. I'll put 30 years on my wrinkly ass hands if I stay in a bathtub for an hour.
Yeah. All right, well, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I'm sure there's plenty of jetted hot tubs there at Morongo. Let's go to the phones here. Dodgers, what do you make of this move? It's been one of these days where people are, they love it, they're against it. Dave Roberts text, according to Bill Plunkett, text Gabe Kapler, the manager, that he was making this move. I love that part of it. Like, that to me is what's going to be awesome. Because if they win this, it's literally going to be called the Dave Roberts text
game. I was surprised Gabe Kapler also mentioned it, though, to the media. Like, yeah, Dave Roberts actually texted me last night and told me what they were doing. And Kapler said, we have a really good relationship. I would have done the same for him. And I'm like, what's going on here? I mean, does everybody not want to win? Do we want to just hug it out and just say, hey, let's just tie and go home? I mean, what's the deal here?
No, I think it's just like, hey, man, you know what? Here's my deal. Here are my cards. Can you beat them or not? You know, like, I like it. I like the move.
I will be curious to see if Kapler replies, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, does he do anything significantly different as a reaction to what Dave is doing?
A reaction to the reaction?
Correct.
Okay, we'll see. Nick in Bishop. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Los Angeles?
Hey, hey.
As for two things. One, the Alex Webb. Those are rookie numbers. You need to pump those up. When I was about his age, we pretty much had a fridge of those and went through maybe six or seven a day. Anyway,
of Red Bulls?
Of Red Bulls, yeah.
Yeah, but he's having three in like a span of like 90 minutes, bro. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But yeah, we would do that pretty regularly. Two Red Bulls, because they're not the small cans. I think two of the small cans can fit into a pint. So in the morning, you just crack that down, head to school, and then when you get to school, crack another one. Very common. Anyway, second thing.
On to the next one.
I know that you got. On to the next. The poll that you guys have shows people saying, you know, I like the move. I like the move for, like, to put in a relief pitcher to start the game. The thing is you don't have a choice. You got to go with it. You got to enjoy it, I guess. But the fact of the matter is, when you woke up this morning, you were expecting to see Urias, and this kind of hit us on the side of the head. But, I mean, I'm not a Dodger fan. I'm not a Giants fan, but I'm a baseball fan. And in most things, when you're trying to, like, execute, like, a victory, I have a thing that we say, just keep it simple and execute. And this is by far the keeping it very unsimple, and we'll see about the execution later.
All right. Well, we'll see if it works out, bro. It is definitely, Nick, and thank you for the call, a controversial move. There's no doubt. Rodney in L.A. Rodney, what up?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing, man?
Hey.
I'm so stoked about this move. The one thing the Giants have been all year over the Dodgers. Dodgers have the most talent, but the Giants have been so freaking lucky.
Yeah.
They have been so lucky. This is why they're in the position they're in. You've got to do something to break up that luck. You have to. This is the right thing to do at the right time. The other night when in game three, when Crawford made that catch, I couldn't believe it. And did you see Lutz's face when that ball didn't go out? It's incredible.
Yeah, Gavin Lux. Yeah, he was beside himself. Yep.
The luck. He's a baseball. It's like, how did that not go out? He even talked about it the next day.
Yeah.
The luck the Giants have had this year, there was a stretch there when they should have lost four straight games. And they won those games at the last at bat or the last pitch. I couldn't believe it. And the Dodgers they got a little free fall. They had to fight back. This is the right thing to do. The Dodgers are the better team. They just haven't been as lucky as the Giants this year. You know, when Muncy broke his arm, well, his elbow got jacked up the last game, I almost cried. I just couldn't believe it. I said, our best home run hitter, the Giant killer, is out. It's like, to get this far, it's just been grit. So we have to do something to break up that Giants luck.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Rodney. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let me sneak in Jonathan and Downey real quick before we move on. He's got a bold prediction, Cap. Jonathan's
like
got
a bold prediction.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Yep, bold prediction, all right? And here it goes, all right? That guy downtown is going to be pretty sad tonight. Why? Because the Dodgers don't mess up right there with that pitcher right there. He should have kept Urias, and it could have been a good game. Do you know the ERA for Webb against the Dodgers is 1.55? Not only that, they're going to pitch in a loud Oracle Park, okay? Not only that, I don't know, they got a fresh bullpen, and right here you're mixing in a reliever. They didn't put the start. I mean, they're all over the place. Come on. And one more thing. Laura, ain't no one hating on the Dodgers swap meet championship. You guys didn't even have a parade. So
Oh, wait a second. Are you a Giants fan?
He's a troll.
Oh, I'm a
Yankees
fan. I'm a Yankees fan. But I speak facts, and that's what it is.
I'm born and raised
in fact. Dave Roberts is always known for doing these little moves. Even with Kershaw. Even back in the day, since 2013, something always comes up, all right? And it's the truth. That's what's going to happen today. Giants are going to win it. You guys had your little championship, I don't know what you call it, 60-game, 2020, half-season championship winners, whatever it is. You guys had your fun. Now let the Giants have the fun.
It's because your team isn't in it. That's what it is.
Let's go, okay. Giants. Let's go, Giants. Thank you, guys.
Troll's going troll. It's okay.
Jonathan and Downey.
I was going to say, we got to ask him where he's watching his team tonight.
Oh, exactly. They're at home watching
troll?
My team.
Oh, I love it. Troll's right, going
so,
troll.
So here's the deal. Next segment, we're going to give you a chance to win sweet passes to see Lakers-Warriors opening night on October 19th at Staples Center. All you got to do is answer the trivia question we're going to give you at 5:20. At 5:20, we're going to do a trivia question. It's a show trivia question. So stay tuned. We're going to play Radio Tinder next, and then we are going to do the trivia to allow you to get a chance to win sweet passes to the first game of the season between the Lakers and Warriors at Staples Center. But
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, don't forget, 520, I'm going to ask you a trivia question from the show today, and the person who calls in at that time with the correct answer will win a pair of suite passes for Lakers opening night against the Warriors. Suite passes, all right? That's how we're doing it. 520, hard stop. But Lindsay, what do you got?
All right, so times are tough in the restaurant industry, and many workers are getting out for other opportunities. According to restaurant workers surveyed by Lightspeed, 62% said that customers are more demanding than ever before. A majority of restaurant workers report emotional abuse and disrespect from customers. Of restaurant operators, 72% agree that customer behavior has gotten far worse over the past year. Well, despite the higher demands from customers, tipping has not improved. In fact, 60% of workers say that guests are ordering more food than before, than the pandemic, but they're tipping the same amount or even less. Do you guys feel, in general, the overall dining experience has changed for you since the pandemic? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I'm going to swipe left only because I haven't gone out enough to have like a real thought. I'll tell you this. I was at the office the other day and I had lunch with a colleague and we went to the Yard House and the guy, I believe his name was Chandler, could not have been nicer. Like, honestly, like I haven't had someone give and like I've had good service since. But that was like above and beyond some of the stuff I've ever had. I think that was his name. And if it's not, I apologize. But I have not had any of those issues personally.
Although you did have that issue in Las Vegas that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Right. Right. There was an issue. But that was a hostess issue. That was not a server issue.
Yeah. I'm going to swipe left here and say that I have noticed a difference in the dining out experience. And here's the difference that I've really noticed is, you know, many restaurants, you know, extended their dining area because obviously there was a time where you couldn't go inside. So then they created the outdoor dining, right? Well, what's happened to a lot of places is they've held on to it. So now they've got twice as many tables, but they've still got the same size kitchen. The other part of it is that people still have had a hard time finding enough folks to really work. So I have found that things have really slowed down in restaurants, at least in my opinion, because you've got a lot more people potentially and you've still got the same size kitchen. But as far as tipping goes, you know, like if you've ever worked in the restaurant industry, I think generally you like being an over tipper, you know, and I was trying to do that as well because I feel like, wow, you guys are here working hard. And let's take care of you guys. Appreciate you being here.
I feel like service in general, in my experience, has not been as good. And I guess I could call myself kind of, I used to be a server and a bartender. So it's something I pay attention to. And I always tip like 30, 40%. But when you have a bad server, I think it's super noticeable. And I think that restaurants are just struggling to get people to work there in general. So they're just hiring whoever wants to come in and apply. So that's something I noticed.
All right. What's next, Linz?
All right. So after Urban Meyer was caught in a compromising situation at an Ohio restaurant earlier this month, one of the first people that he went to talk to was Tim Tebow. Not only have the two known each other for more than 15 years, but they're also neighbors in Jacksonville, and they're pretty good buds. During a recent interview with ESPN's First Take, Tebow revealed that he offered some advice to Meyer during their conversation. He said, quote, "This is a very disappointing, frustrating, and honestly heartbreaking situation. My advice to him was to apologize, to admit it, to learn from it, and never, never repeat it." Would you guys ever take life advice from Tim Tebow? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'll swipe right. Sure, why not? You know, if I had a really good relationship with Tim Tebow, like Urban Meyer does, I mean, think about the relationship these guys have. I signed you to the team. I got you all pumped up to play tight end. You weren't very good, and I immediately cut you. Yet, here I am, seeking some advice from you. And why do you suppose he was seeking advice from Tim Tebow?
But take that out of it. Take that out of it. Let's say you, Scott Kaplan, if you got some, you know, whether it's solicited or unsolicited advice from Tim Tebow, would you personally take advice from him?
I would take it. I don't know that I would apply it. But, you know, the reason that you that Urban Meyer asks Tim Tebow for his advice is because, like, hey, man, like, you're super religious and really hyper-Christian, dude, and, like, you're just a really grounded, good guy, you know? So I screwed up big time. What do I do? Help me, Tim. Please forgive me, Tim.
Yeah, I'm also swiping right. I think, again, I would listen to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow and I have lived different lifestyles, I would say. But look, I think that, especially if you're close with someone, you should listen to them. He clearly cares about Urban Meyer. So if it was someone I cared about, like their relationship, yeah, why not? I'd listen.
He could certainly learn a thing or two from Tim Tebow.
All right, one more, Linz, or two more actually. Let's do one more here, real quick, before we tease for the trivia question.
Okay, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has a unique approach to weight loss. Wilson eats 9 meals per day, amounting to over 4,800 calories, his dietitian told ESPN. Wilson adopted this intense eating routine in an effort to shed pounds and stay lean, improving mobility on the field. Wilson used to consume about 2,700 calories a day, which is about average for the quarterback position. And none of the foods that he consumes are inflammatory, which means no yeast, no mold, no dairy, no gluten. So 9 meals a day, 4,800 calories. All of those things are ruled out. Could you handle following Wilson's strict diet? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I'm going to swipe left. That's just, first of all, I love gluten. You know how people are gluten free? I'm gluten full. How about that? I enjoy as much gluten as possible. And I also enjoy giving a chance for people to win tickets. And we're going to give you a chance to win suite passes right now. Call right now at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776 to see the Lakers-Warriors opening night October 19th, next week at Staples, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You have to be the first person to get our trivia question correct to win the two suite passes to Lakers opening night. And the question is very simple. Who did Kaplan name drop earlier today in the show? Very simple question. 877-710-ESPN. So I am swiping, what did I do? I am swiping right on that? Yes.
I think
you
so.
Swiped left because you said you were pro-gluten, not anti-gluten.
Oh, right. Right. I'm swiping left because I am he is anti-gluten. I'm pro-gluten. Yes. There you go. So Cap, your turn.
I'll swipe right and I'll say this, because the question was, could you do this diet that Russell Wilson is on? Isn't that the question, Linz?
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, the answer is yes, I could. The answer is I don't want to,
right. But
if I were training for something and I needed to lose weight, I could. Now, people hear that and they go, 9 meals a day. Well, meal number one is a tablespoon of almond butter and a tablespoon of jam. Not exactly a meal per se. A lot of these meals are one piece of fruit, 12 almonds. You know, that's like three times during the day. The hardest part of being on diets like this is the preparation of the food. Russell Wilson doesn't need to prepare his own food. He got somebody to do it for him. But if you could prepare it all, eating all day long, smaller meals, that's the way to go. That's how you lose weight.
time, I guess. 4,800 calories. I get he plays football, but you know, I don't think I could stomach that right now, to be honest with you. All right, we got people on hold. Let's go to Michael in Laser Heights. Michael, what do you got? In Ladera Heights. Yep. I was going to say, where's Laser
Ladera,
Heights?
Ladera Ranch.
I'm not familiar with that, but it was written as Lasers, so it just autocorrected.
That's my bad.
Hold on. When Laura wrote it, it autocorrected. And I just pulled the Ron Burgundy. So I was like, is that a new neighborhood that I'm not familiar with? So Michael in Ladera Heights, who did Cap name drop earlier today?
Adrian Gonzalez.
Correct. Congratulations.
Yes.
Michael, what is your last name?
Rupp.
Rupp?
Yeah, R-U-P-P.
All right,
Ladera
Michael.
Ranch. It's down in Orange County.
Oh, okay. So Michael in Ladera Ranch in the O.C. Michael Rupp, Ladera Ranch in the O.C. Congratulations. You win our Lakers sweet passes against the Warriors on opening night, man. Congrats.
No way. Thank you guys very much. I listen every day.
Right on. Appreciate it. So,
yeah, shout out to Ladera Ranch. I know my son goes to school right nearby there in Mission Viejo. Nice place.
Put him on hold. Take care of him. You know what? Give me the music one more time. Let's just finish. Let's just do one more on this Radio Tinder. There you go. All right, Linz, go. Go on.
All right, so my last one here is, it's not a swipe left or swipe right, but it's National Dessert Day. So I just want to know, what is your favorite dessert of all time, ever?
Oof. I'm going to say, like, if you give me, like, an old school sundae with the chocolate in it and you get fancy with, like, cookies in it and stuff, like, one of those, like, you go to, like, one of those ice cream places, like, just a place that just serves desserts, give me one of those, like, a good old ice cream sundae.
You know, I had one of those last night. I did.
Good for you, Cap.
What's that?
Said good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's not something that's normally a part of what I do, but I was at this restaurant with a bunch of buddies last night, and at the end, the waitress was like, hey, do you guys want dessert? Chef wants to send out dessert, his choice. And we're like, yeah, let him send it out. And it was a big old sundae with chocolate syrup all over it, and whipped cream and cherries, and it was bomb, dude.
Was it a famous chef whose name that you just forgot to drop?
No, his name was Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh, there you go. Yes, yeah. Chef Adrian. Yes, that's as right. Well. So there you have it. But all right, that is Radio Tinder, normally at 5:30 each and every day. But because we have to break here in like 30 seconds for the Lakers-Kings game and the Slee and Michael coming at you here momentarily, we have to break a little early. So, look, Dodgers are going to win. We feel confident. And if not, it's going to be a complete disaster, and poor Dave Roberts is going to have to deal with all that tomorrow. So, and the organization, because it's not just Dave. All right, fingers crossed. Going to go stress eat. Going to go get my burger and onion rings and fries here in a minute. Kaplan, excellent work as always.
Yep, short show. Full deal tomorrow, though.
Yep, full deal tomorrow. Lindsay and Laura, great job. Lakers and Kings coverage begins in just a few moments. Stick around. Back in 5 minutes with Lakers-Kings coverage with Sliwa and Michael. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.